He is the strongest man in the NFL, according to our sports science pieces. Ndamukong Suh, Detroit Lions defensive tackle, joins us in studio. For the record, that Jay Cutler hit, I did feel that you should be penalized. I came under strong disagreement from everybody else. You almost knocked that guy into Bloomfield Hills, Michigan with that. Did you think it was a penalty?
No, not at all. I just felt it was a physical hit and trying to make a play and get the ball out. We're obviously in the red zone, didn't want him to score, and didn't want him to get a first down. So I just, and plus I'm a 300-pound man going at full speed. There's no way I'm stopping. It's going to be a big collision.
Have you ever gotten angry and just uprooted a tree by yourself? Be totally honest here. I had this happen, hasn't it?
I have not.
Okay. When you got into this league, you were a different rookie. Mm-hmm. Many people, Mel Kiper's, predicted that you would be a star out of the gate. You have been. When you talk to veteran offensive linemen, you know, mm-hmm. you play the Jets with all those Nick Mangold guys. Do they give you some love? I mean, do they say, "Hey, Rook, you're a good player"?
Nick definitely gave me a compliment playing well and whatnot. But I think probably the most one that I've taken the best from was coming from Tom Brady, and him saying after that game, after they beat us, that I was a great player and that keep it going, as well as from Jason Taylor when we played the Jets. So coming from guys that have been in the league for a long period of time, won championships, and Tom has three and so forth, and I'm probably going for his fourth this year. I mean, it's a great opportunity to hear from those guys and just want to continue to live up to that hype and exceed it.
By the way, what did you make of the Patriots-Jets last night? I mean, Brady was ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, he played a hell of a game.
Well, he was great against you guys.
Yeah, he definitely brought it out against us in the second half. And, I was kind of surprised to see the Jets give up, or not necessarily give up or get beat like that.
You know, when you're on the field, you're literally 2.5 feet from Brady. Mm-hmm. Less than that. What does Tom do? I mean, you know, everybody says this morning, oh, it's Belichick, oh, Brady, baloney. Mm-hmm. What does Brady do that other guys don't do?
He knows where it's coming from. He knows where the pressure's going to come from. He knows he's a great feeler in the pocket. I mean, if you ever notice him, he's not a guy that's always going to escape the pocket, but he's the one who's going to move in the pocket and get himself open and keep his eyes downfield to his receivers, or even make a simple play is checking it down to his check downs or getting his backs and out and so forth. So he's one of those guys that knows everything that's going on around him and is being able to make plays on the field at the right time.
Right now, Patriots look like the best team in the league. When that game was done, losing to them, did you walk into that locker room and think, that's the best team I'd played all year?
I think they're one of the elite teams that we definitely played this year so far. And definitely hands down to them for doing a great job and coming back in that game and really outplaying us in the second half. But, that just leaves me with a lot of confidence of what we have on our team and the Detroit Lions. And we just need to learn to finish games. And when we're up and we have leads, just to maintain those and exceed.
How much do you bench press? When's the last time you maxed?
The last time I maxed was probably in college, and it's been a while. I think my max was close to 480 or something around that.
Oh, boy. That's a lot of weight. Yeah. I think Delaware, the state, weighs less than that. That's really impressive. Now, you have a glove on, a Michael Jackson glove.
I do.
Now, you're working the experience of Wii, which is now available. It's the Michael Jackson experience. Now, mm-hmm. What are you doing with this?
Michael Jackson experience. Right now I have this glove on, showcasing around being able to support Michael Jackson and his estate and the experience of the game that Ubisoft created for him and his estate. And I'm going to eventually sign this and auction it off, and all proceeds will go to Detroit Medical Center.
Now, you were a Michael Jackson fan?
Without a doubt.
Now, how old are you, Ndamukong?
I am 23.
You know, Kobe Bryant, did you hear this quote the other day? They asked Kobe Bryant who motivated him. He didn't say Jordan. He said Michael Jackson. True story.
Wow.
So you're a young Michael Jackson fan. I'm mid-40s, and he was big. When I was in college, Thriller came out.
Yeah.
And they played it from the dorms, I mean, all summer long. So what was it about Michael Jackson? Because he wasn't a star. I guess he was when you were about 10 years old.
Mm-hmm, definitely, without a doubt. And I something that me and my sister always would love watching is the Thriller videos and the Beat It and Billie Jean and so forth and Bad. And I was actually just playing the game a little bit ago, and I love just recreating those moves. And that's what you get to do as a fan, is in getting a Wii and getting this game and being able to recreate the fun that he brings to you and the enjoyment that you have.